The Democratic Alliance is calling on the interministerial committee that is headed by Deputy President David Mabuza to provide an urgent and an honest report back on South Africa's vaccine rollout program, which is yet to begin while we are in the middle of March. The reality is that the Johnson & Johnson trial, which has been deemed as the Sisonke Protocol, is just that, a trial. And South Africa is yet to roll out its vaccination program while we are already in the middle of March and while many countries are vaccinating large portions of their populations in the hundreds of thousands and in the millions. The simple fact is this, that South Africa is now averaging about 6,000 people per day that it is vaccinating. And even if we manage to ramp up this vaccination process to about 10,000 people per day, which is wholly inadequate, it would essentially take us between 10 to 11 years for government to meet its own target of vaccinating 40 million South Africans to reach population immunity. This is abject failure by our government to be able to get this process up and running so that we may be able to evade the possible devastating effects of the third wave. The reality is that South Africa was slow to start on negotiating for a vaccine. We have been slow to begin our vaccination process, and now South Africans are going to suffer as a result because our government has not been open and honest about where we are with this process, and also has not been forthcoming about why it is that we are not vaccinating nearly as enough people as we need to. That's why when the Deputy President comes to Parliament tomorrow and this week, we will be grilling him on these very things, because he is the leader of the Interministerial Committee and that is tasked with dealing with the rollout of this process.